I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another Indian state is about to make life harder for Christians. Then later, what are the most powerful ingredients in your ministry's impact story? We'll help you figure out the answers in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in India, where opposition to Christians, Muslims, and other minorities continues to rise. Maharashtra may soon be the 13th Indian state with a strict anti-conversion law on the books. On top of that, state leaders declared that they intend to demolish unauthorized church buildings among tribal districts in the next 6 months. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
We're talking about the way the government is enforcing the property laws. And so they are coming after now church buildings and saying, oh, wait a minute, this was not zoned for a church building. Or wait a minute, this is your personal property. It's not for a church.
State governments have demolished homes, businesses, and places of worship belonging to Muslims and Christians for years. One 2024 report from Amnesty International called it bulldozer injustice. Trends like this led VOM last year to raise India's designation from hostile to restricted.
This is not sort of a radical Hindu mob of people. This is not a terrorist group in the country. This is the government that is coming after them. In this case, it's the state government of Maharashtra.
So pray for endurance for Christians and then share their stories.
Let's make sure our government leaders are aware of the persecution that's happening.
Next, your church may be packed on Sunday, but how many people are actually walking in the freedom of Christ? According to Pete Knorr of Set Free Ministries, spiritual bondage is stifling discipleship in churches across America.
I wonder how many preachers and so forth are coming up with these wonderful sermons, wonderful teachings, and what percentage of their congregation is able to even take in what they're preaching because they're not free yet. They're bound by some lie or sin that they believed, and until they're free, they can't take things in.
Set Free Ministries helps individuals find biblical freedom from trauma, sin, and addiction. Now, they're equipping churches with the Freedom in Christ course. It's 11 sessions focused on identity in Christ and breaking free from spiritual lies. Partway through the course is something called the Freedom Appointment in a small group setting.
You'll have group prayers and group declarations together that then individuals split off into private areas where they can quietly pray to God for Him to continue to reveal to me areas in my life where I'm out of line so that I can confess, renounce, and repent. But it's done privately where individuals do it themselves between them and God.
Want to know more? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, the way you share your church or ministry's impact can change lives if you carry two powerful ingredients, the story and the number. Dr. Jen Murph from MENA Leadership Center explains.
When you share stories, it allows relationships to be restored. It allows discipleship to take place because people can relate to those stories.
And Jesus was a master storyteller.
Jesus uses stories to make the kingdom relatable. He uses stories to make the kingdom approachable. He uses stories to be able to connect the hearts and the minds of his people to his kingdom.
Numbers are also important. Jesus spoke to the multitudes. The 12 disciples caught 153 fish, and so on. However, separated from the word, a number can steal the spark of the testimony of God's work.
He sees the one, he sees the multitude. And so it's important that we don't lean so heavily just in one area, but we remember both, because Jesus remembered both.
This principle is vital both in personal evangelism and in the work of ministry.
You have to be able to share those stories in such a way that it connects with the human heart.
The gospel is a tapestry of stories woven into one grand narrative. You can find your place in it at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.